You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey guys, do you love to fly drones like me? Do you love making videos? Do you love sharing with the world what you've made? Maybe you could take your production level up just one step with some stock footage from our friends over at videoblocks.com/drone. Head over there right now and you can have access to all of their stuff. It's a subscription-based website, hundreds of thousands of clips, and it's all free for 7 days. Videoblocks.com/drone.
You.
Now guys, thank you for the drone you there at the end. Now guys, if you're like me and you get hungry, I turn into a hangry monster. Rob,
you got no idea, folks.
And you know what?
Send food, please.
And you know what? I actually never liked jerky before charky. I'm not just saying that either. That is 100% true.
Okay.
I really never liked jerky. And I even told the owner of Ranch Line who makes jerky, like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm good for this because I really don't like jerky. But it tasted so good.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I've created a little addiction, Rob.
Yeah, and there are worse things to be addicted to.
I'd like to have an intervention right now. I need to feed the addiction more.
Well, my form of intervention in this case is to give you some more charky.
Okay. Well, then so, in that case, cool. If you want to get your charky and feed that hungry belly without all the chemicals, right? This is the Peruvian alternative. It is the only alternative to nitrate meats. This is the delicious alternative. Check it out on Amazon today. There are three flavors. Just go to charky.love and it'll pull up the sweet and spicy flavor right on Amazon in front of you. But anyway, guys, welcome to another show. Welcome, welcome. The community is on fire this week. It's actually amazing to see everything that's going on, all the new classes that are out. People are stoked. And I'm really excited to see that, Rob. There are just people helping people. And you know what? That is really what makes me happy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably the most fun we have is being a part of that community and just seeing people interact and help each other and grow their businesses, figure out new ways of doing things, share failures and what can be learned from those failures. It's not all roses, right? There's tough things in there too, but people share those, get encouraged, get redirected. And it's phenomenal.
Definitely.
It's just a great group of people.
It really is. It's an amazing group of people. It's amazing what it's turned into. But anyway, today, if you want to skip this podcast, because we've talked about this before, or maybe you need a refresher, we're going to be talking about licensing, selling licensing rights. I even learned something quite interesting concerning taxes in some states. This is not tax advice. You'll have to check with a tax advisor, but I did learn something from a pilot in another state that may be beneficial information to all of you guys. So we're going to talk about licensing, but we're going to add a little element to that that may be beneficial, and it's all about tax. So play the funky question, bald boy.
Here we go.
Hello there, Drone U executives. This is Mark from Maryland. And I had a licensing question for you. I originally posted this on the Facebook group, but after seeing what I wrote, it seemed a bit long. So I figured it'd be a good candidate for a podcast episode. My questions regarding licensing are, what are the different licensing options and how do they work? How do you propose the licensing options to the clients? What's the best way to deliver the files based on any limited licensing? And also, how would you price different licensing options? I'm having a hard time saying the word licensing, so hopefully you understand what I'm saying. But if you could talk about these questions, and hopefully, and I'm sure I'll get some good information as I usually do for these podcasts. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
So just real quick, Rob, I know you are ready to shoot off. I just want to say, guys, this is something that we talk about in the book, Living the Drone Life. If you want the formula, we talk about multi-client pricing. We talk about multi-client licensing. We also talk about limited licenses versus exclusive licenses in detail. If you want to check that out, just go to droneubook.com and you can pick up that book and get a lot of this information that we're going to talk about here in more detail. So, that being said, pricing, limited license. So one license, if they use it online, or one license if they use it in print, or one license to use it on Facebook, and one license to use it on Twitter, blah, 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 whatever you want to do. Normally what I do is one price is for a limited license, and then another price, which is normally 5 to 10X, the singular license I will do for exclusive footage. You can actually add tracking bots onto the back end of the metadata into your video files, your photo files, and find out how many places your images have actually been used. I would also recommend, too, that you backlink your own website and every image on the metadata. I would also state that you are the rights holder on the IPTC data. If you don't know how to access this data, you can do it in Photoshop. You can do it in Lightroom. I like Lightroom because you can batch upload metadata, which is really, really beneficial. That being said, as far as, you know, talking to your clients, it's like, look, licenses work like this. You can use this footage in a specific place. It is licensed to you. If you want to use this footage in one particular commercial and then use it in a Facebook video and then maybe use it on your website and then maybe use it in a promo video, you're going to need an exclusive license because that would be 4 or 5 licenses. So I want you to think about how you're going to use this footage before we sign a deal. And I would just say, look, this is how all media works. You know, I'm willing to work with most people, but normally I never sell exclusive rights unless it's a friend like Jordy or something. And he's like, hey, I need some aerials of Albuquerque. Because people can take advantage of you wildly.
What's an example of being taken advantage of?
Where someone steals your photo and then doesn't credit you, post it on their Instagram account, post it on their Facebook account, and they get all the credit, they get all the views, they get all the likes, and you get nothing. And I personally go after people like that. So I take it personal. In Instagram and Facebook, there is a very specific way to get those posts removed. It really sucks that Instagram and Facebook try to burden you with the method, burden you with the system. It is a classic government tactic to make people bend and become flexible for the aggressor, which in this case would be Facebook. And I really don't like... There are 10 clicks that you have to click in order to get to the point to file a report, to have the image taken down. And it's such a maze if you don't know the exact way to go about it. A lot of people don't report it, and that's really sad. So,
but in this case, if we're talking about giving somebody an exclusive license, you've given them the right to use it in all those
everywhere.
Different media.
Yep.
But what I heard you say is that you don't like to do that.
Nope. Hate doing it.
But that would be, seems to me, a different issue from people stealing it and using it in ways that benefits them and essentially steals from you.
Well, if they buy a single license, and it's, so if, let's say I licensed a drone image to DroneU. Okay, and DroneU posted on Facebook and they bought a single license, and then DroneU posted on YouTube. That'd be a violation of the license.
Right.
Sure, I'm talking about something else where one company stole from another company, but that's why it's so important to have those tracking bots. So it's easy just to say, like, I would also recommend, guys, that you post some images yourself, even if it's on your website and not in a public forum like Facebook. When you post the image yourself with the metadata, you now have proof that the copyright is yours because you posted the image first before anyone else online. There's public record of it.
Right. So in your case, what I think I remember knowing is that most of the time you maintain some right to the footage as well. Right. Generally speaking, is that true? You don't give complete rights up to the client?
So if you give someone exclusive rights, like for example, when I shot a TV show for Sony, you give them exclusive rights. You're saying you own this footage, I don't, and I can't use it. And a lot of times you make a deal with the producer where you can like put it in a demo reel or something.
Right.
But now that the show and the footage is out, I'm wondering if I could post the footage in a demo reel publicly. Because I've got some killer footage from some TV shows that I've done. And most people don't even know I'm shooting TV shows. So,
But in those contracts, it would have explicitly stated... You cannot do anything with this because it now belongs to us.
Exactly. Unless you put a demo reel writer or some sort of clause in there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, which, by the way, I would recommend because you always want to retain some rights to your footage.
Right. And obviously this is all written and the contract states clearly what is being provided, what the expectation of rights is, how much those are going to cost. Answering the question about cost is challenging because... There's just so many variations depending on the usage and the client and
the client, the usage, the reach. What's your experience? What's your ability to take photos? Because if you're just out there taking the drone up in the sky and you're clicking the photo button, you're not bringing value to people. Yeah. If you do not know how to take bracketed shots, stack them together, bring out the color in all areas, you can't charge, you know, $100 a photo. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't charge $2,000 for your time for a day, you know? That being said, yeah, I don't know.
Are there any other licensing categories besides individual and exclusive?
There's limited licenses, which is an individual license, but a limited license just defines essentially where they are able to post it.
Right.
I don't really know, but one question I wanted to ask you, probably not the best time to ask you, but mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, how is that that affiliation going with that lawyer that you talked to?
Well, time out. We haven't met yet.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason I was asking Rob that is that we are working on a system to get contracts to people. Someone had approached us before, but the price point and the quality just didn't seem like there was a lot of value there. And we are so picky on who we partner with mm-hmm. For this community, because we want to make sure that people are in this for the right reason. And it's really hard to tell someone you don't want to work with them because they're not in it for the right reason. Like, you're like, right. Look, you don't get it, dude. So, yeah. And that's okay. Like, people, I don't like to work with people who are just after the money. Like, for me, it's about something deeper. Just like this podcast isn't about helping me. This podcast is about helping other people, because right. I like to fly just like you like to fly. And that's why I say I want to maintain the freedom to fly, because the more people that act responsibly, the more freedoms we get. And I think the example is, look at Canada. Canada was wide open. You could fly drones just about anywhere recreationally. And then they rescinded a lot of those freedoms because of what people were doing. They just updated their law. I don't want to see that happen mm-hmm. in America. So that's why we're here. But yeah. Anyway, who cares about us? I hope you guys found this information valuable. Again, if you want the step-by-step formula, check out the book, Live in the Drone Life. That is droneyoubook.com. Get it on Amazon. Please leave us a review. But anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.